Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're talking about some prophetic headlines that were given to John Paul Jackson. And, you know, we've been talking for some time about, you know, revival and great awakening and the harvest that's coming. But, you know, the harvest, you got to prepare for the harvest. You know, Steve, that's, you know, right now the ground has been so hard, you know, and you look at what's happening in the world today. Look what's happening in the church today. And hearts are not soft.
Yeah.
You know, today so many people are concerned about their own lives, their own needs, their own wants. There is very little compassion.
Yeah.
And there's little regard for the Lord. When you think that, according to George Barna and his study, that only 19% of professing Christians are actually reading their Bibles, and of the 19% that actually are, only 3% feel like they're responsible for their own spiritual development.
Yeah.
And so it's like, where is that? What's going on here? And so what we're seeing is a series of events that are happening across the nation that is causing a lot of this hard-heartedness to begin to break, and you're starting people to walk around with
process.
Soft hearts.
Yeah.
You know, even as I travel through the community and I'm talking to several people, you can tell that there's starting to be, you know, a sense of community where people are taking, you know, huge signs to show some sort of compassion and some generosity and some kindness that you didn't see before. And you know, there's been small talk on lines, and you're starting to hear people care about each other. This is important because what is about to come, in particular in the United States, are some very tough times. You know, we've been saying on this program that the Lord showed us that it's going to be some of the best of times and some of the worst of times.
Yeah.
And maybe it's the worst of times that causes people to respond in brokenness, in humility, and where they're crying out to God. You know, John Paul Jackson saw where there was going to be violence and anger was going to erupt in the streets. This is something he prophesied some time ago. I want you to watch this.
There's anger that is going to be erupting. Violence is going to be in the streets. Rich houses are going to be... neighborhoods are going to be invaded. What the Robin Hood mentality of what's yours is mine is going to spread, and all you're going to be seeing in multi-million dollar neighborhoods is chimneys left standing and burnt chars of the houses. Violence is going to become so prevalent, police forces will not be able to take care of it, and even the military forces will only be able to take care of it in the urban areas and not the rural areas, and even all urban areas won't be able to be taken care of. It will be so widespread.
Think about this. We have seen some violence. We have seen some things. But what John Paul Jackson is prophesying, we haven't seen that yet. We're talking about violence in such a case that law enforcement will not be able to take care of it. And this reminds me, Steve, that during Hurricane Katrina, you know, we had just went through Ivan, and it almost seemed like just a short time later, Hurricane Katrina hit. Mm-hmm. And as we were all just, you know, watching and praying and seeing how we can help all those affected, we started realizing, like, the whole nation was watching the television screens and looking at the internet, where it became devastation.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there was people at the stadium. There were people couldn't get out. There was massive flooding. People were you know, standing on top of their roofs trying to be rescued. Many seniors have passed away, and there was it only took 4 days, Steve, 4 days for that city, New Orleans, to lose civility, where the police officers were actually, you know, leaving and saying, I got to go protect my own family. And you'll be surprised. You know, this is one of the reasons we say, listen, you know, we appreciate the police. You know, all authority is established by God. These are servants to do us good, right? And we're going to need them. We want to honor them because they're going to stand in between those that want to do harm. But what's coming, and it's going to happen in such a place, particularly in the urban areas, that local law enforcement will not be able to handle it. And that military will be the only, you know, solution to come on in, maybe the National Guard, to bring some law and order. Yeah. I mean, we saw that here during Hurricane, you know, where there was no power for 10 days in the community. We had martial law, and those National Guard standing there saying, curfew's in session.
Yeah.
No more gas. Go home.
And when you think about it, just, you know, a lot of people, from what I've heard and just having conversations, a lot of times when you say the word martial law, it just kind of invokes this just fear of what that of you know.
What does that mean?
Exactly. You know? But if you look at it in regards of just, you know, if there's chaos, if there's something happening, you want someone to bring peace. As we've talked about many times on this program, it's just like a father walking into the room and just saying, that's enough. Go to your room. You know, the authority walks into the room and you want someone that's going to bring peace to the community. And you're talking about it before in regards to, you know, there being hard hearts and we're seeing, you know, just so many things rising. And it's been said, these are the times that test men's souls, you know, what you think, what you want, what you feel. And you're seeing that rise of selfishness in its regards to the fact that it's going to take this for us to recognize that our hearts are hard and we need to humble ourselves. And the truth is, though, is in a time of prayer, just dialoguing with the Lord, just what do we do during times like this? You know, you see so many tragedies happening. It's like, God,
what's
help.
A Robin Hood mentality?
Yeah.
That's the entitlement mentality is going to cause people to feel like they're going to need to take something from you or from somebody else, and they're going to feel justified to do that. And in this case, John Paul Jackson saw that it was wealthy homes, that the only thing left were chimneys. Think about that type of violence, that type of chaos, that type of looting that they not only want to take from what is yours, but they're going to destroy the home in the process.
Yeah.
And so, listen, we got to be prepared for this. You know, the next thing that John Paul Jackson shares is what's going to happen to our military. Watch this.
Our military will be coming home, the Lord said. Finance is going to force you to shrink the size of the military. It will end up causing cracks to form in the military and end up allowing your country to be invaded if you do not turn your heart to me. And so I'm starting to read about the shrinking of the military. I'm starting to read about the numbers of, they're no longer going to have, they're cutting X number of tens of thousands of military positions. I'm starting reading about what they're doing. I'm going, oh my goodness, it's happening. It's happening. Has there been military excess? Probably. I don't doubt that. But I also know this. This is what the Lord said. This is what's going to be happening. Your army is going to start shrinking. Your protection is going to start shrinking because you're going to think the pride of your heart is going to say we don't need it.
The pride of your heart's going to say that you don't need it. Think about this, that our military is about to shrink because there's not going to be any funds. There's no money. I believe that almost, don't quote me, but I think a large percentage of our budget, almost 50%, is spent on the military, right? Having a strong defense. And if we don't repent, our nation will be invaded. Listen, years ago, you would say, how could our country ever be invaded? You know, we're surrounded by water. You know, we have a strong Navy. You know, our borders are good. You know, that type of stuff. We could never. Canada's not going to come down. Or, you know, you couldn't see that,
yeah.
Right? Today, you can't talk to anyone who wouldn't say yes.
That's
our
a possibility.
Country could easily be invaded, especially with the borders being as porous as they are, and the known fact that we have over 450,000 radical jihadists in our nation right now.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, this is God trying to get our attention to say it's time to repent. It's time to turn our heart back to God. Lindsey Graham says from the Armed Services Committee that the Army right now is smallest since 1940 and the Navy is the smallest since the 1915. Listen, we are in uncharted waters, if you will. It's time to turn back to God. A nation that's not able to defend itself is a nation that's not going to be able to last long.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, speaking of that specifically, one of the prophetic headlines that John Paul Jackson had seen was, where was the Navy? And you would think that because the military they have, we would have seen something happen, whether it was in the Gulf or wherever. He saw specifically, where was the Navy?
We were talking about our military shrinking and the possibility. I mean, this is what John Paul Jackson prophesied. America will be invaded unless we repent. This is a pretty serious thing. You got to think about it. What does that look like? You know, here right now, as we're talking with you, in this blessed nation called America, right now, just across the waters in Venezuela, you have a country right now that's just the people are starving.
Yeah,
Steve, they're hunting dogs, cats, and pigeons just to eat. One gentleman said, what I used to feed my dog, I now buy so that I can eat. And just recently, the government opened their borders up for 12 hours and 35,000 people ran into neighboring country just to see if they could purchase and buy some food. Watch this.
His successor was forced to throw open the border with Colombia this week so that desperate Venezuelans could search for food. You would have thought it was the fall of the Iron Curtain. Javier Gutierrez said, I came here to buy rice, sugar, milk, medicine, and whatever else we can get, because we already don't have anything to eat. We're starving.
They're starving. Mm. They don't have toilet paper. They don't have sugar.
They don't have medicine.
Yeah, and while
basic needs.
While we're using Facebook in America to show selfies, they're using Facebook to create bartering groups where they can share and barter a couple of things that they have. And now there's not much to barter with.
Yeah.
Listen, we can have a situation where people are just storming our borders like we've never seen before. These are some very serious times. I want to share with you a prophetic dream that was given to Brianna about Condoleezza Rice. She was a Secretary of State. She was a National Security Advisor in the Bush administration. And we want you to hear about what God showed her in regards to Condoleezza Rice. Watch this.
You sent a dream back on December 31st, 2013, about what we're seeing happen right now. And we were discussing it in a meeting for VFN TV. And amongst the other things God said, I think this is pretty relevant. You know, Condoleezza Rice, did anybody remember Condoleezza Rice? She's was the National Security Advisor for George W. Bush. And I think George H., too, in some ways she's worked with him. And so what she represents in this dream that God gave her would be America's national security. So let's listen to what God said.
Well, in my dream, I was driving in an SUV in D.C. To me, it looked like where the Pentagon is, that area, not in the city part. But I was driving down this road, and swarms of people were running in the opposite direction, and they were completely terrified. It was a lot like a scene out of 9/11. So these people were running, and we would hear these loud booms like bombs going off, and everyone would drop to the ground, cover their head, and after a few minutes, the police and the security would get them back up and tell them to keep on going, keep on going. And so as I was driving, I started to drive over these railroad tracks, and I saw a body lying on the side of the road, just completely lifeless. And the blood had drained from their body and just pooled next to them. And I stopped and I realized who it was, and it was Condoleezza Rice. She was laying there, and everybody had stopped to see who it was. And suddenly I was outside of the vehicle, standing there on the side of the road, just everyone was in shock of who was just laying there. And then all of a sudden, she started to move, and she...
And you made a statement, right? You said she was a good woman.
Right. I just, in my dream, tears welled up in my eyes, and I was like, she was such a good woman. And right after I said that is when she started to move and get up. And she stumbled to her feet and started to walk, and everybody started to cheer and clap, and then... the blood that was laying on the ground, her blood, congealed together and formed in the shape of a person and started to walk behind her. And after a few seconds, that crumbled to the ground. Well, then it flashed, and we were still there, and all the people were there. Our location didn't change, but it was as if we were on the set of a movie scene, and we were all extras in this movie. And then it flashed again, and we were all sitting in the movie theater watching this same scene unfold. And it was as if, layer by layer, all the reality was being taken from us, And we were made to believe that it was all just a movie.
Wow.
Think about that. Listen, God is not through with America. You know, this is not God's desire for us to be gone. But things are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's kind of two sides here. There's some people that kind of feel that, listen, since God's not through with America, nothing's going to happen. God needs America, and that's it, you know. But then there's these other things called prophetic words. And what we know is true of the Bible, that if you disobey God, God can't be mocked. You know, you are going to reap what you sow. And America has been, as Billy Graham's daughter said, has been lifting our sandy fists to God. Mocking God.
Mm-hmm.
Mocking God. Listen, God is just, you know, and God's going to deal with this nation. He's full of compassion. He's full of mercy. He's full of love. And this has been building. I mean, 70 million plus children aborted since 1974, I believe, when Roe versus Wade was made, you know, made abortion legal. And God is wanting us to repent. He's wanting to get our attention. He's wanting us to turn from our wicked ways and return back to God. God wants to bless this nation, but he's trying to get our attention.
Mm-hmm.
John Paul Jackson shared that the shape of America is about to change. I mean, look at all these different things. That the shape of America. We're getting ready to share. Stay tuned to VFN TV because, you know, we have a prophetic word coming up that the Lord shared with Brother John Kilpatrick of Church of His Presence, that if Jerusalem is divided, that America could potentially be divided in half, according to that New Madrid fault line. I want you to watch what John Paul Jackson had to say. Watch this.
The shape of the United States will change if we do not cry out to God. See, here's why. You say, why does all this happen? It boils down to the Garden of Eden, and that is this. Whenever man fell away from God, he began to decay. Everything he touched began to decay. And the Lord said it kind of like this, and the earth will no longer yield itself to you.
The earth will no longer yield itself to you. I mean, everywhere you look, it's like the earth is mm-hmm. responding. I mean, it's responding.
Yeah.
It's like we're going to have to cry out. We're going to have to just cry out and humble ourselves. And listen, I've never heard 2 Chronicles 7:14 quoted so much. But yes, if my people will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then God will hear them and heal the land. Heal the earth. It's amazing.
You know, and it's important too, as you're saying, 2 Chronicles 7:14. And what's also vital to understand is that scripture, that verse right before that, it says, yes. When I send a plague, when I send that tragedy.
Oftentimes it's left out, isn't it?
And it's just recognizing that this is what God is allowing to happen to bring in the harvest. Like you're saying, the best of times, the worst of times, if you're focused on, you know, just the economy, if you're focused on markets, if you're focused on the horizontal, the earth perspective, yes, it is going to be the worst of times. But if you're focused on the kingdom of God and winning souls and sharing the love of Jesus Christ, this is going to be the best times.
It is. You know, would you share briefly a little bit about that prophetic dream that the Lord shared with you? About mm-hmm. exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, in a dream that I had had that the Lord gave me, I was driving in my car and it was just utter chaos, just pandemonium. There were carcasses all over the road. There
like
were
carcasses. You're talking about
like dead animals, large animals, cows. Just it was all happening so fast, and they were also falling from the sky. And as I was driving my car, I didn't have any brakes. So I'm trying to not only avoid hitting something on the road, I'm also trying to avoid being hit by something falling. I see an upcoming stop sign or an intersection with traffic moving, and I realize I can't stop. I do what I can to merge with traffic without getting into an accident, and I finally pull my car over the side of the road. I pick up the phone to call Greg, and immediately he just says to me, "Don't panic. This is what God has allowed to make happen in order to bring in the harvest."
Don't panic.
But he also said, "You do have your 90 days, don't you?"
Wow. Amazing. Don't panic. This is what God has allowed to happen to bring in the harvest. The harvest is going to be huge. But it, unfortunately, sometimes people have to go through something.
That's right.
They have to be awakened. They have to come out of the stupor that they're in. And that hard heart has to begin to start breaking where they start crying out and saying, listen, we need God. How much more tragedy can we handle? And that statement, you do have your 90 days. We've been sharing for quite some time now, years, about encouraging the church, encouraging others. Get prepared. Get you a little supply of some basic needs. Get you some food that you can just put away. Mm-hmm. God forbid you couldn't go to the grocery store. The trucks weren't moving. Something happened. Why? Not so that we can just prepare for ourselves and just, you know, close the blinds and close the doors to survive whatever it is. No, so that we can have the supplies that we need to sustain us as we jump full into the harvest and go out about sharing the good news, praying for people and encouraging people to turn to God and to share the love of God with them. We want to be prepared because let me tell you, there's going to be a huge harvest, but we want to be ready. I want to share with you this last prophetic word that John Paul Jackson said about the drought that's in the United States, coming to the United States. Watch this.
Drought is going to continue to escalate in the lower half of the United States. So much so that just as it says in Revelation chapter 6, a loaf of bread, there may be bread, but what it's going to cost you will be enormous. So much so that they will have to put guards on trucks to keep trucks from being robbed for their food.
Think about that. A loaf of bread was going to cost you more than you ever imagined what bread could actually cost. It will be available. And that guards will have to be on food trucks.
They're being robbed.
Yeah, another portion of this is that actually broke into food trucks just to get food, just to eat. Listen, you want to be prepared. You know, a wise man sees danger and prepares for it. That's what the Bible says, right? A wise man gives thought to their ways. It's time for us to begin just asking God for wisdom. God is giving us wisdom. But we need to begin to start applying it in our lives. We need to start reaching out to the Lord. We need to evaluate and give thought to our ways in our life to say, Lord, where do I need to repent? How do I get on your path? How can I partner with you in the days that we're living in? Listen, it's not over for America, but God is allowing things to happen that we may reach out to him, cry out to him, and believe him that he's not only going to heal our nation, but that he's going to send a third great awakening.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.